St. Patrick's Day brings to mind parades and bagpipes and Irish pubs. I'm Don Swaim with BookBeat. There are 11,000 pubs in Ireland. Sybil Taylor managed to crawl her way through quite a lot of them over 3 years. The results are contained in a paperback guide called Ireland's Pubs. Taylor says in Ireland, the pub is a focal point for socializing.
Some pubs are grocery stores. They're post offices. The publican knows everything about what's going on, all the gossip. So it's much more deeply ingrained than the pub, than just a place to drink in the society in Ireland. So when you don't drink, you kind of miss all the social life.
Taylor says the Irish pubs are no longer dominated by men.
In the city, of course, you know, everybody welcomes you hugely, and everybody's very flirtatious, and they're delighted at, since everybody knows each other, Ireland is a small country, and pretty much everybody's either related or knows each other, and when you're a stranger, they're so happy to see some new blood.
However, in the country, a silence would often fall as she stepped into a pub.
They all pretend they're not looking at you, and they all pretend they're not aware of you. But they're checking out every detail. They have this thing I call Irish radar.
Taylor says that after a bit, however, the folks in the pub would open up, especially after a pint was ordered all around. She confirms the legendary drinking habits of the Irish.
They can stand up and drink longer than any other people I've seen. They also have problem with drink, which is, I think, in the new generation, people are more aware of, and there's probably less alcoholism than there was.
There is a certain mystique in pulling a good pint.
What the barman has to do is pour it very slowly so that it develops a particular kind of head. It has to be, it's like a mushroom, it comes up like a mushroom, and he's got to pour it a little at a time. And then a really accomplished barman, when he's finished, he sort of levels the top of the foam off, and you just see this great big black pint mug with this beautiful white collar on the top, and if he's really good, he draws a shamrock in foam at the top.
And that requires drinking the stout so that the shamrock remains at the bottom. Sybil Taylor, author of Ireland's Pubs. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.